Oral Roberts University put the glass slippers on this year and danced their way into the Sweet 16. The Golden Eagles shocked Ohio State in the first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament, then vanquished Florida before winding up on the short side of the stick against three seed Arkansas. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program you sponsor with those generous, sacrificial, tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. You can find us anytime at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and give and sustain this show. Paul Mills is the ORU head coach. He's on the other end of the phone with me from Tulsa, Oklahoma, after the tournament this year. And it's a pleasure to have him on S&C. So, Paul, before we talk about your team's run in the big dance, let me ask you about the Final Four. It's all set now. Gonzaga, UCLA, Houston, and the team that you helped coach at Baylor for Scott Drew, all making the tournament's Final Four next week. Who do you think is going to win this thing?
Well, I'm biased, so I'm definitely going with Baylor. Hopefully I'll be in the building. Coach Drew, who I worked with for 14 years at Baylor, said, "You're coming, right?" I said, "We'll make the championship game, and I'll be there." So hopefully Monday night I'll get to watch him cut down net.
Sure. Is it tough for you as a coach to watch the rest of the tournament once your team was bounced?
Man, that's a great question, Greg, because you have insight into coaches. The answer is yes. it is hard. Losing is never easy, and so you feel most disappointed for your players than anything else. But I do have somebody to cheer for. Sometimes I don't have anybody to cheer for, so that makes it a little easier. I was able to watch Baylor-Arkansas the other night and allowed Baylor to go to the Final Four. So from that context, it makes it easier. But it is difficult until everybody's on the same level footing, which will happen on April the 6th as everybody's back to the same phase of getting ready for the next year.
Yes. All right, so, Coach, dramatic, heart-stopping wins for your team in the tournament, first over Ohio State in the opening salvo there in overtime, then Florida. Talked about those two wins that propelled you guys into the Sweet 16.
Yeah, as I shared with our guys, that we're not going to let somebody put a number in front of our name and tell us that that's our value or that's our worth or somebody else's number is higher than ours. So that means that we're not supposed to come out here and perform at a level that's capable of beating them. So, you know, going into it, we understood the committee obviously had a job, but our guys and our staff really believed that we would win that basketball game. And obviously winning a three-point game over Ohio State in overtime. And then coming back, you know, two nights later and playing a really good Florida team and being able to beat them in regulation by three. You know, I just thought our guys were really dialed in. We talk a lot about we want to honor each other. And the way that you honor each other is that you give your best. I mean, we quote 1 John 3:18 a lot. Love is not done in word or tongue, but in deeds and in truth. And so we just didn't want to say a whole bunch of things. We actually needed to execute things with our actions. And we needed to do things in a way that the other person knows that, man, you're honoring me by giving your best. And so fortunately, both of those two nights, it worked out. The Sweet 16 game versus Arkansas, you're a possession away, and you're just really proud of your guys, I think, once a perspective is gained over the course of time.
Yeah, you guys just missed a three-pointer by inches. It would have gotten you into the next round. You had the double-digit lead over Arkansas in the first half, the Hogs in the first half. They came out after halftime, whittled that thing down point by point, eventually took the lead. What were you thinking as your lead shrunk in that game?
Yeah, well, nobody gets a medal for winning at halftime. So, you know, we kind of make sure that our guys know that and what's needed in the second half. And then we get up, and then they were just able to get to the cup more, to the rim more. and were a lot more assertive around the rim. Obviously, the offensive rebound, their ability to offensive rebound. We're not the biggest team in the world, and we've kind of struggled with defensive rebounding pretty much the whole year, but we've been able to offset a lot of it with So for the most part, it's difficult because they just became more assertive at the rim.
Yeah. Well, we saw some lower-seeded teams like yours win in the tournament this year. You think seeding is less important than it used to be?
Well, I do think that there's a lot more parity than what there was in the past. I do think that skill development has progressed. I do think that weight rooms have progressed and Cal coaches gain strength through their players through, you know, utilizing your strength coach. So I do think from a physical standpoint, also think from an age standpoint, I'm a big believer that 22-year-olds versus 18-year-olds, 22-year-olds are going to win every day of the week. And so from that context, I think that age, as you grow, I mean, if you look at the Baylor Bears right now, their average age is higher than the Chicago Bulls. Mm-hmm. And so when you have guys who have experience and understand it, I think that there is a lot more parity. And the reality is when you get into the NCAA tournament, you can take the names off the front of the jerseys. You're just going to have a bunch of guys who are really competing for the sake of their teammates.
All right. It's ORU head men's basketball coach Paul Mills with me today on Sports and Commentary. Clock is ticked down here, Coach. So I'm going to ask you to come back and talk about how this team was built this year. And I want to visit about, you know, potential vacancies and other college jobs, because your name's got to be really hot right now when it comes to job openings, head coaching openings. We'll talk about that, too. So thank you for being here. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.